Praise and thank God that we can be here on the Sabbath afternoon to continue to worship the Lord. We ask our Lord Jesus to bless everyone for their devotion to God.
Yeah.
This afternoon, I'd like to share with everyone the topic, Consider the Ant and Be Wise. We know that God is the creator of the universe.
我们知道神是宇宙的创造者。
And his creation itself can also give us much wisdom.
在他的创造当中也可以给我们得智，让我们得智慧。
From observing his creation, we can see so many wonderful things of God and lessons to learn him.
通过观察神所创造的，我们可以从其中学到很多关于神的美好。
From the very vast heavens to the tiniest of atoms, right?
从很大的宇宙或者是很小的一个原子。
Right. So to this afternoon, I'd like to look into one such creation of God.
今天下午我愿意用神所创造的一样东西来做分析。
Which is the ant.
是蚂蚁。
Right. I'm not sure what people think about ants.
我不知道大家是如何想象蚂蚁的。
Sometimes we view them only as pests, right?
有的时候我们只把它当作一种虫子来看。虫子，不是宠物哦。虫子，OK，对，OK，好，yeah，right。And
definitely, I'm sure everyone has seen ants before, right?
我相信大家之前都有见过蚂蚁。It's
estimated that for every one human, there is a million ants.
曾经有说过，就是蚂蚁与人的比例是一比一百万。Yeah,
right. Let's now turn to Proverbs chapter 6.
我们看箴言第六章。
Proverbs chapter 6.
箴言第六章。
Let's read from verse 6.
我们从第六节读起。
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6.
箴言六章第六节。
Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Verse 7.
第七节。
Which, having no captain, overseer, or ruler, verse 8, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. Verse 9, how long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? Verse 10, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. Verse 11, so shall your poverty come on you like a prowler and your need like an armed man. Please read it.
箴言第六章第六节。 懒惰人啊，你去观察蚂蚁的动作，就可得智慧。第七节，蚂蚁没有元帅，没有官长，没有君王。第八节，尚且在夏天预备食物，在收割时聚敛粮食。第九节，懒惰人啊，你要睡到几时呢？你何时睡醒呢？第十节，在睡片时打盹片时抱着手躺卧片时。第十一节，你的贫穷必如强盗素来，你的缺乏仿佛拿兵器的人来到。
Here you can see this is part of the Proverbs of King Solomon.
这里是所罗门的箴言。
And here he especially addresses one type of person, which is the sluggard.
这里他讲到一种人就是懒惰人。
Actually, all of us, we probably have some type of laziness, right?
我们可能每个人都会有懒惰的时候。
And there's different types of laziness.
它是有不同的懒惰。
Right? Some people can be very hardworking in their career, but maybe very lazy with chores and cleaning at home.
有些人可能是在他们的事业上非常的勤勉，但是在生活的一些琐事上就非常的懒惰。
Right. So one type of laziness is, you could say, is spiritual laziness.
有一种你可以说是属灵上的软弱。
Right. Which is that maybe today, because of the many distractions and different pursuits that we have in life, we don't really concentrate on cultivating ourselves.
可能是在这个世界上有很多让我们分心的事情，我们不能够坐静下来做灵修。
Or maybe it's because we're spiritually lazy to serve the Lord or to evangelize to other people.
可能我们在属灵上的懒惰是我们不愿意去向别人传福音。
So if we observe this type of laziness within us, what shall we do?
如果我们发现我们自己身上有这样的懒惰，我们需要怎么做？
King Solomon tells us, let's go and observe and consider the ant.
这里所罗门告诉我们，你去观察蚂蚁的动作。
Right. So this afternoon, I'd like to share three types of wisdom that we can gain from ants.
今天下午我愿意与大家分享从蚂蚁身上可以学到的三种智慧。
Especially in respect to our spiritual lives.
尤其是对我们属灵的生活。
Okay, let's read verse 7 again.
我们继续读，再读一下第七节。
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 7 gives us the first wisdom.
箴言六章第七节给了我们第一，告诉我们第一种智慧。
It tells us that ants, having no captain, overseer, or ruler, and then in verse 8, that she provides her supplies in the summer.
这里箴言书六章第七节说，蚂蚁没有元帅，没有官长，没有君王，尚且在夏天预备食物。
Maybe we might be thinking, wait, doesn't every ant colony have a queen ant?
我们可能会说，不是每一个蚂蚁的聚落都会有一个母蚁吗？
Yeah, 黄蚁。
黄蚁。
Yeah, right. Yeah, and you might think, oh, that means they have a captain, right?
但是说它是有一个官长。
Right. But actually, when you, I researched this a little bit, actually the queen ant just has that title. She doesn't actually really give any commands.
但是我做了一些调查，我发现那个蚂蚁，这个黄蚁，它只是有那个头衔而已，但它并没有给出任何的指令。
Right? She doesn't direct to other ants and make decisions for the colony.
她并没有指挥其他的蚂蚁，或者是来统管整个蚂蚁。
Actually, her only job is to lay eggs.
她的唯一的工作就是产卵。
Right? So she's not a captain. She's not an overseer.
她并不是一个元帅或者官长。
Right? Yeah. But here it was saying that captains, overseers, or rulers mentions these like positions that usually that's how we get instructions from, right?
这里提到的这职位，元帅、官长、君王，这是我们通常从他那里领受一些
命令。For example, in our jobs, we usually have a supervisor, so you know they give us some instruction and then we go and do it.
就像我们工作，我们会有自己的老板，他会告诉我们要做什么。
But here we can see for ants.They teach us the wisdom of being self-motivated.
这里这从蚂蚁的这个第一个智慧就是告诉我们可以自己来鼓励自己
，right? To take initiative ourselves to do things.
去自己主动的去做事情
，right? That we don't need anyone to be in our ear always telling us, "Oh, you have to do this. You have to do that."
我们不需要某一个人在我们的耳边告诉我们说你要做这个，你要做那个。
So you can Yeah, use all types of methods to try to motivate yourself to do things, right? Not to be lazy.
我们可以用各种的方式来鼓励我们自己去做事情，而不是懒惰。
For example, someone told me about maybe it's called the 5-minute rule, right?
有些人告诉我们说有一个叫五分钟的规律。
Which is if you have something to do and you don't feel like doing it, just do it for commit yourself to do it just for 5 minutes. Right?
可能有一件事情是你不想做的，但是只要你逼着自己去做五分钟。
Right, so even though you feel lazy, you just spend the time to do 5 minutes, and usually after the 5 minutes, you'll be motivated to try to finish that task, because we naturally try to finish what we start.
可能你一开始不愿意做，但是五分钟之后你就会开始有这个想要去完成
这个事情。So this is a method like maybe from psychology or like one of those tips or tricks, right?
这是从心理学的告诉我们一些方法。
But is there something deeper for us, especially as Christians, to be more self-motivated?
还有什么是有一种更深奥的方法，或者是尤其是作为基督徒来说，有什么方法
right. ？Actually, also here as the church together, right? We do not have a human captain or overseer or ruler, right?
尤其是在我们教会作为一个整体，我们是没有君王、没有官长的。
Our Lord is the Lord Jesus Himself.
我们的主就是我们的神。
And He is largely unseen, untouched.
他是不看不见摸不到。
So how can we as a church be more self-motivated to cultivate ourselves and to preach the gospel then? Right?
那我们作为基督徒的作为教会的话，我们怎样来勉励我们自己去传福音、去做圣工？
This self-motivation comes from the love of Christ Himself.
这是从爱神而来的。
Right, let's put a bookmark here and let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
我们把书签放到这里，我们看哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
Verse
13. 十三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 13.
格林多后书五章十三节。
Verse 13, for if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. Or if we are of sound mind, it is for you. Verse 14.
十四节。
For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. Verse 15. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
哥林多后书5章13节。
These verses give us insight into the mindset of Paul.
这里给我们的保罗当时他的想法。
And we know that Paul was a very motivated, self-motivated worker for the Lord.
我们知道保罗是一个非常主动为神做工的人。
And sometimes he really serve God like he was beside himself, like he was a bit crazy. Yeah, one example that really impressed in my memory is the one time where he was stoned halfway to death, right?
我记得在我印象当中非常深刻的就是保罗有一次被石头打得快要死掉。
And then he dusted off himself and went right back into the city that was so unhappy with him. Right? The reasonable thing to do is you go another way, but he went right into the same city.
Right?
Why? Because he wanted to preach, he wanted to edify the members there.
Right?
So where did this motivation come from? Verse 14 and 15 explains this. Right? It's because of the love of Christ.
Right?
Paul knew that his original path of life was going in the wrong direction.
Right? Right?
Looking back, he knew that actually before, when he was a zealous Jew, it was not in complete knowledge. It was going in the wrong direction.
当他回顾的时候，他发现他之前自己的生命，他是非常热心的犹太人，他是错的。
But even at a time when he wasn't looking for God, God chose him. Right?
即使在他当时没有寻求神的时候，神还是选择了他。
Right? He wasn't looking for Jesus, the true God. God, Jesus revealed himself to him.
他并没有去选择真正的神主耶稣基督，而是神向他显现。
So after being chosen and in the grace and the love of Christ, when he looks back, he cannot help but to feel the weight of that love, that weight of that grace.
可能当时他并没有这样的感觉，但是当他回顾的时候，就感受了当时神的爱与恩典。
Right? If it wasn't for Jesus, then where would he be, you know, at that time in his life?
如果没有主耶稣的话，那他的生命会在哪里？
He could still be lost, right, spiritually speaking.
他还可能在属灵上是丢, right? 迷失的。
And so he, looking back, he always realized that he was the chief of sinners, that Jesus chose him in grace.
当他回顾的时候，他知道他是罪魁，是神拣选了他。
So that love became like a fire, just continued to burn within him.
这个爱就变成了他内在的火，来继续的鼓励他。
And he knows that since Jesus died for him, he should live for Jesus who died for him.
Right.
So he dedicated his whole life to expanding the kingdom of God.
Right.
So today, where can we also experience and be motivated by this love of Christ?
Right.
We have to constantly remind ourselves of God's love.
Right.
And also spend time more to pray in the Holy Spirit. Because in the book of Romans, it does tell us that the love of Christ is poured out into our heart through the Holy Spirit. Right? So the more that we can spend time in prayer, the more likely God's love can truly motivate us.
Right?
So when we reflect, then wow, we cannot help but to be moved.
Right?
In May, 2 months ago, I had the opportunity to go to Mexico.
Right?
And in Mexico City, we have True Jesus Church members, about 15 to 16 of them.
Right? And so
that time that I went, I also went with Brother Francisco.
Francisco,
yeah. And our task there was to pastor to the Chinese members and also evangelize to his friends and relatives.
我们的目标是要 牧养那里的信徒 以及传福音给当地的人。
And one of the also plans for that trip was to conduct the first Holy Communion in Mexico City.
我们另外一个目标就是要在那里进行第一次圣餐礼。
Yeah, and really thank God, God's Spirit moved amongst the members during that Holy Communion.
非常感谢神，在当圣餐礼的时候，神的灵非常感动每一个弟兄姐妹。
We didn't even start the sacrament yet. I didn't even preach yet. And we were just singing some hymns to prepare our hearts.
我们当时还没有真正开始那个圣礼，只是唱诗。
And I chose hymn number 48 first.
我一开始先选择赞美诗48首。
And then the second hymn I chose was hymn 30.
第二首我选的是30首。
Which was In Tenderness He Sought Me.
30首是 在爱里面他寻找我。
Yeah, right. And due to the background of the Chinese members, they don't have much musical education or background.
可能当时那里的信徒他并没有很多音乐的 背景。
So whenever we sing hymns, generally speaking, usually I was the one trying to maintain the tune.
当我在唱诗的时候，我是第一个能够保持在调上的。
Right. And if I for some reason cough or something happens, and I can't sing, then very quickly it goes out of tune.
当我可能因为在咳嗽或者是不能唱的时候，然后下面你就会听到大家就都跑掉了。
Yeah. So during this hymn singing before Holy Communion,
在圣礼开始之前的唱诗,
we were singing hymn 30, right?
我们唱诗30首,
and we got to the refrain.
到副歌的部分,
and the climax of this hymn is singing, "Oh, the grace that brought me to the fold." Right?
这是恩典把我带到神的那里。
At that point, actually, I was moved, and I had to collect myself, so I couldn't continue singing. Yeah.
我当时非常的感动，我自己不能够再去唱下去。
And when I couldn't continue singing, yeah, I was almost in tears, and they quickly got out of tune too. Yeah.
我当时不能唱之后，我马上就要哭，然后下面的弟兄姐妹就开始跑掉。
And it was just the very one of the strangest but edifying scenes I've ever been in and experienced.
这可能是一个非常奇怪，但是却又非常造就的一个情景。
Because everyone was so out of tune, but everyone was so moved by God's love.
当时可能大家都没有在调上，但是所有人都被神的爱所感动。
And for these Chinese members in Mexico, I think really they truly appreciated and felt the Holy Spirit touch them, how God kept their faith in this land. Yeah.
在这些信徒当中，我感受到他们是被神的圣灵所感动，然后
yeah, 就是在墨西哥可以保持信仰，在墨西哥这个地方。 Right? Because when they first got there, they didn't really emphasize their faith. Yeah.
一开始当他们到那里的时候，他们并没有很重视他们的信仰。
Right? They were just focused on making money. Yeah.
他们只是想要赚钱。
But due to some events, yeah, related to their business, they had a wake-up call and realized, oh, we have to keep Sabbath, we have to pray and read the Bible.
Right.
And I think it is probably related to all that experience and this also being the first Holy Communion and God's Spirit moving everyone. Yeah, thank God everyone was reminded of the love of Christ.
就是因为他们当时的经历，他们就
So this love of Christ moves us and motivates us to want to serve Him. Right? Right, that through grace, God saved us and kept us.
And
freely, we have received this. So freely, I need to go and share this good news with others as well.
Right.
So we need to learn from the ants to be self-motivated. No one has to be in your ear saying, hey, don't forget, don't try to preach the gospel this week.
Yeah,
you don't need like someone nagging you all the time, right? But you're motivated yourself because God's love already motivates you.
Right?
In the Dominican Republic, there's a brother that's a very good example for all of us.
Yeah,
he is
uh,
Dominican Republic, there's no resident minister, right?
多米尼加共和国没有一个驻牧的传道。
Right, so there's no one in his ear telling him you have to do this, do that, right?
没有人告诉他们你要做这个做那个。
But you can see he is so self-motivated to preach the gospel.
你看到这个弟兄，他非常的主动的去传福音。
If he's on public transportation, he would stand up in the bus and preach.
如果他在公共交通，在公交车上，他就会站起来。
Obviously, the culture there accepts this, right?
因为在当时，当地的文化是接受这一点。
And then every morning he gets to his workplace.
每天他去到工作的地方。
Because he works for one of our church members, they have a small Bible study with the other Dominican workers, before they begin the business day.
他是为我们教会的一个弟兄工作，在他们工作之前，他们都会有一个查经。
And every morning he's the one who has prepared one or two verses to share.With all those workers.
每天早上他是那一个都有准备一两节圣经与大家分享。
And then I heard that on Sundays, he takes his children to the streets to go and evangelize.
我听说在礼拜天的时候他会带着他的孩子到街上去传福音。
So this is clearly a very self-motivated Christian.
这是我们看到这是一个非常自己主动去传福音的弟兄。
And he also has a very wonderful testimony.
他也有非常美好的见证。
Because he used to be a Catholic.
他之前是一个不信
就是天主教。
天主教。
Yeah. And then, through wonderful, yeah, experiences, he was brought to the True Jesus Church, about 20 years ago, right?
感谢神的恩典，他是20年前来到我们真耶稣教会。
So, his life, you can tell, is dedicated to serving the Lord, right?
我们可以看到他的生命是完全的来侍奉神。
Right? He's self-motivated because the love of Christ compels him.
他自己勉励自己去是因为神的爱。
Right. Let's now go back to Proverbs chapter 6.
我们再回到箴言第六章。
Proverbs chapter 6, and let's look back at the second half of verse, or let's look at verse 8. Right.
我们看第八节。
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 8.
箴言书六章第八节。
Provides her supplies in the summer.Right, and gathers her food in the harvest.
这里是在夏天预备食物，在收割时聚敛粮食。
This is another wisdom we gain from observing ants.
这是我们从蚂蚁身上可以学到的第二个智慧。
They teach us to use time wisely, right, to provide for ourselves.
这里是可以我们可以学习要智慧的利用我们的时间。
Right, we know that ants they're active in good weather, right?
我们知道蚂蚁在好的季节的时候，他们是出来活动的。
Here in California, maybe all year round, you'll see them working. So because there might not be really a winter season here, right?
我们可以看到在加利福尼亚这边，每个蚂蚁四季都有在活动，因为没有冬天。
But in the East Coast, in the winter time, you won't see ants outside.
但是在东部的话，在冬天你就看不到蚂蚁。
Right, because ants are not warm-blooded. They need heat in order to metabolize. Right?
我们知道蚂蚁它是冷血动物，它需要热量来保持。
Right. So in the winter time, they don't move. They just hibernate, right?
我们知道在冬天它们只有在冬眠。
And then, but they have to have enough food to go through the winter.
它们必须要有足够的食物来度过冬天。
Right. So the ants know that while it's summer, while the weather is still good, I need to go and collect the food.To survive.
蚂蚁知道在夏天的时候，在好季节的时候，他们要出去聚敛食物。
To use time wisely, to grasp the opportunity.
他需要智慧的利用时间来抓住机会。
So spiritually speaking, this can refer to a few things.
在属灵上，这里可以代表很多，就可以指向一些事情。
When it's talking about this summer time, it's talking about when things are generally more pleasant and smoother.
当讲到夏天的时候，这里是说在生活当中比较顺利的时候。
When things are plenty, when things are easy.
当事情非常丰富的时候，事情非常简单。
In general, in an American life, we live very comfortably, right?
在美国，我们的生活都非常的舒适。
Right, so, yeah, we have to grasp opportunity while it's still there.
当我们必须要在这舒适的时候抓住机会。
And so here, the bread or food, right? Some translations say.Gather her bread or gather her food. This can refer to the word of God.
在这里说聚敛食物，食物可以粮食可以代表神的话。
Right, because often in the Bible, bread and food is related to the word of God.
我们知道在圣经当中，粮食很多时候是指神的话。
Just like Jesus said, Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
就像主耶稣说的，人活着不单是靠食物，乃是靠神的话。
Right. So here you can see word of God and bread, linked together.
我们看到食物跟神的话是连接在一起的。
So it's telling us when life is smoother, when things are going well, we need to grasp this opportunity to hear and receive more of the words of God.
当生命顺利，这里告诉我们，当生活顺利的时候，我们需要从领受更多神的话。
Right. So that way, when the winter comes, right, when things are harder, when hardship comes,
这样的话，当冬天，当事情困难的时候来临的时候
right, actually, we'll be ready to face that.Trial.
我们就能够准备好去面临这些试炼。
Or the winter can also refer to temptation.
可能冬天也代表一些试验。
Because in the summertime, we have been cultivating ourselves. We've been feeding ourselves with the word of God.
在夏天的时候，我们一直在有灵修自己。
Right. So we since our heart is full of the word of God, when the temptation comes, we know that, oh,The scriptures tell us we should not do this, or we cannot fall into this temptation.
当我们心里被神的话所充满的时候，直至试炼来临的时候，我们知道圣经当中告诉我们说可以这样做，不可以这样做。
Right, we're ready. We can face it.
我们准备好了，我们可以面对这些。
Or if we're facing a challenge or a physical ailment, some kind of illness or disease.
Go ahead. 当我们面临困难，当我们身体上有疾病的时候
right, since we have been cultivating ourselves, feeding ourselves, collecting this food, we also are ready to go through that trial.
我们一直都有灵修自己，有领受神的话，我们就能够有能力来面对这些。
Very naturally, the word of God comes at the time we need to encourage us, to help us to be steadfast.
当我们需要的时候，神的话就会来到我们这里来勉励我们，激励我们。
Also in verse 8, it says, it mentions the term harvest.
这里说在收割时。
Right? Harvest in the scriptures refer to evangelism.
在圣经当中收割是指说要去传福音。
Right? So it means that we also need to use time wisely when we are to evangelize.
这里也告诉我们当我们在传福音的时候也要智慧地运用我们的时间。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John chapter 4.
我们看约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4,
约翰福音第四章
verse 34,
三十四节
John chapter 4, verse 34,
约翰福音四章三十四节
Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Please read.
约翰福音四章三十四节耶稣说我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意做成他的工
Here Jesus is talking aboutHis food, his spiritual food.
这里耶稣说他的食物就是他属灵的食物
Which is to do God's will, which is like serving God.
是遵行差我来者的旨意
And what type of serving God?
是什么样的旨意
Let's read verse 35.
35节
Do not say there are still 4 months, and then comes the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest.
四章三十五节，你们岂不说到收割时还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经成熟了，可以收割了。
Yeah, so this is Jesus reminding us that the time to evangelize is actually now, right? It's not, it can be at any time.
这里主耶稣提醒我们，收割的时间就是传福音的时间，可能是现在。
So while we have this opportunity, while the doors of salvation are still wide open.We need to grasp the opportunity.
当我们有这个机会，当救恩的门还是敞开的时候，我们要抓住这样的机会。
My last time to the Dominican Republic was in March.
我上次去多美尼加共和国是在三月。
And then, one day on one Sabbath, there was a Dominican brother who was telling us to pray for his son.
当一个安息日的时候，有一个多米尼加的弟兄告诉我要为他的儿子祷告。
His son, who was already like in his 40s, was hospitalized.
他的儿子是四十岁，当时在医院。
Yeah, and he needed like a blood transfusion as well.
他需要做一些血液换血。
So that Sabbath during the lunchtime, some members were talking and they suggested, "Hey, on Monday we should go visit this."Brother's son.
在吃午餐的时候，有些弟兄姐妹就讨论说，我们在礼拜一的时候要去看望这个弟兄。
Yeah. So on that Monday, the following Monday, I picked up the parents and we went about an hour away to where the son lived.
我们在礼拜一的时候，我就带着这对父母去看他的儿子。
And initially my mindset was that this is just going to be a visitation, right?
我们一开始想的是这只是一个探望。
Right? He's not our church member. The son's not a church member.
这个儿子他还不是我们信徒。
So just go and you know.Show concern and pray for him.
我们只是去，然后关心一下他，然后可以为他。
So I didn't bring my Bible or anything.
我没有带我的圣经或者是任何的东西。
So when we arrived at the hospital, the timing worked out. Just so happened that when we were there waiting for visiting hours to start, he was discharged from the hospital.
我们当时去的时候，正好就是那个儿子，他可以从医院出来。
And because I had a vehicle that I was borrowing from church members, I could take him in the car to his neighborhood just about 5-10 minutes away.
正好我有从教会有借来的车，我就可以载他回到他住的地方。
Yeah, so we brought him to his house.
我们把他带到他的家。
And the father, our member, he grasped the opportunity.
在这个父亲，他就抓住这个机会。
He was calling all the neighbors, hey, preachers here, missionaries here.Let's come and have a service.
他就把他们周围邻居都叫来说，传道在这里，我们一起来有一个聚会。
That he's traveled so many hundreds of miles away to share a message. We have to have a service.
他从很远的地方来，我们一定要来听这个道理。
So I was not prepared at all.
我当时并没有做好准备。
And I only have my cell phone.
我只有我的手机。
And usually when I...Speak in Spanish. I need some time to prepare and like to look up words even.
当我用西班牙文宣道的时候，我就要提前做好一些准备。
But that was an evangelical service right on the spot, and there were like 20 some neighbors in the living room of his son.
当时我就只好就去做这个传道的工作。
And so thank God, I did my best and shared about the Holy Spirit with them. Right?
感谢神，我去尽我所能去来分享圣灵。
But again, my point is how this brother, the father, grasped opportunity to share the gospel. Right?
重要的是就是这个父亲他是怎样抓住这样的机会。
Just like ants that learn to provide food in the summertime, right? During the harvest.
就像蚂蚁一样，他在夏天预备食物，在收割时聚敛粮食。
So,maybe for our upcoming spiritual convocation, we do have some people in mind we would like to invite.
可能在我们将要来临的灵会，我们在心中有些人想要带来教会。
Let us pray to God for good opportunities.
我们向神祷告，求神预备机会。
And then when we see it, let's go and grab it, right?
当我们看到机会，我们就要抓住它。
Yeah, and we ask the Lord to guide.Us so that we can continue to expand His kingdom.
我们求神帮助，我们可以去扩充他的国。
Let's now go back to Proverbs.
我们再回到箴言。
But this time, okay, let's go back to Proverbs 6.
我们再翻回箴言六章。
Proverbs 6 from verses 9 through 11.
箴言六章九到十一节。
It's just reminding us that.If we continue to be spiritually lazy,
这里提醒我们，如果我们继续在属灵上软弱、懒散的话
，we don't cultivate ourselves.、Right?
我们不灵修自己。
When the trouble comes, right?
当困难来临的时候
，right? Then we won't be ready. We'll be caught off guard.
我们不会做好准备。
Right? So when temptation comes.We might easily fall.
当试验来临的时候，我们可能会跌倒。
When trial and sickness comes, we may lose our faith.
当困难疾病来临的时候，我们可能会丢失信心。
Right. Or when it's time for us to do evangelical work, we don't participate and the church is not growing.
当我们需要做宣道的工作，但是我们没有准备好的话，这个教会也不会增长。
So slowly, little by little,This laziness and its consequences will add up and hurt us.
一点一滴的话，这样继续下去，懒惰就会影响我们。
Right. So this is a reminder for us to grasp opportunity. Right.
这对我们来说是一个很好的提醒，可以抓住机会。
Let's now go to Proverbs 30.
我们看箴言三十章。
Proverbs 30.
箴言三十章。
Let's now read verse 25.
二十五节。
Proverbs 30, verse 25.
箴言三十章二十五节。
Verse 25, the ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their food in the summer.
箴言三十章二十五节，蚂蚁是无力之类，却在夏天预备粮食。
The second half of this verse, we already, the message is the same as the Proverbs 6.
二十五节下半部分是跟第六章同样的道理。
But the first part also has wisdom in it, right?
上半部分也同样有智慧在里面。
Right. The first thing I want to talk about here is, the ants are people not strong.
这里是蚂蚁是无力之类。
Right. Yes, actually, when you think about it, from a human perspective, ants seem very weak.
在我们的尤其是人类视角来看，蚂蚁是非常弱的。
Right. You can squash one so easily.
你可以很轻易碾压它们。
Obviously, for them,They are quite strong because they can lift 50 times their weight.
但是从他们角度来看，他们是非常强壮，他们可以搬起超过他身体50倍的重量。
But truly, for a human, you can do as you wish with ants.
当然，作为人的话，你可以做任何，可以对蚂蚁做任何事情。
Yeah, actually, as a child, I love playing in the yard and playing with ants.
可是在我小的时候，我很喜欢在院子里面和蚂蚁玩。
And actually, I did some bad things too with ants.
我对蚂蚁做一些很不好的事情。
But even though they're not strong, the ants individually are not strong, right? But just even though as an individual, you can make a big impact though, right?
可能在我们看去蚂蚁并没有很强壮，但是作为一个个体，你也能够有很大的影响。
Right? Little by little, you work hard, you take the opportunity,You have God's help, and you can make an impact.
一点一滴，你抓住机会，通过神的帮助，你能够有很大的影响。
I one time read an article.
有一次我读到一篇文章。
There is a trash collector in Colombia.
在哥伦比亚有一个拾荒者。
And about 20 years ago, when he was collecting trash, he came upon a book that was perfectly in good condition.
在二十年前，他在捡垃圾的时候，他找到一本非常好、状况还非常好的书。
Right, so he decided to keep it and take it and put it in his own house.
他把它留了下来，放到自己家里面。
But it happened that from that point onward, every single day when he saw a book in decent condition, he would take it and bring it home.
从那天起，他每次看到有一本状况还良好的书，他就会带回家。
Right. And he started to do it even more and more for.Over 20 years.
他就继续这样做，做了二十年。
And eventually, he amassed a collection of 20,000 books.
他现在有将近两万本书的收藏。
In Colombia, public libraries are not like in America, right?
哥伦比亚的公共图书馆并不是像美国这样。
Right. So here, it's very common. You go to the neighborhood library, but there, libraries are rarer.
可能在美国，你肯定很轻易的去到图书馆，但是在那边并没有如此。
But here you can see just one person doing this small thing every single day, made a great impact for his community.
我们看到这个只是一个人，他每天只做这一点小事，在他对他的社区就有很大的
帮助。So now children all over the neighborhood, they go to his home and they can borrow books. It's kind of his own private library.
在他所住的地方，他孩子们都可以去他的家里面来看书。
So.Even though you individually, right, we feel, oh, we are not strong, but you can still have an impact.
作为一个个体，我们可能有时候感觉到我们并没有很无力，但是我们还是可以做出一定的影响。
And sometimes we can very subtly influence the people around us with our mentality, with our spirit, with our diligence.
可能我们有的时候可能不经意间就能够影响我们周围的人。
And then more and more people are active to serve the Lord, to preach the gospel.
更多的人能够来侍奉神，传神的福音。
Also in Proverbs 30, verse 25.
在箴言三十章的二十五节。
Another key word we can talk about is the word people, right?
这里应该可以说到词是类
right? Yeah. Here, people means that the ants, they are together. They're all working as a collective group.
这一类人就证明他们是在一起
right? It's not just the individual doing a small part, but it's the whole community doing a small part for the whole colony. Right?
这并不只是一个人做一件事情，而这是这一个整体来做。
So when the whole body of ants work together, really they can make huge impacts too, right? Even stronger impact than an individual.
当这个蚂蚁的整体可以做同心做一件事情的时候，它会有很大的影响力。
Yeah. When I was in Kenya, about 5 years ago.
当五年前在肯尼亚的时候。
We were walking in this area in the countryside.
我们在一个郊区的地方走。
And then you see these huge, mounds of soil.
我们看到在地上有很大的一些土。
And then I realized, wow, these are anthills.
我们看到这是蚂蚁所住的。
And some of these anthills are 8-9 feet tall.
它们有一些可能八九尺高。
Taller than me.
比我还要高。
And this is the result of thousands of ants working together.
这是成千上万的蚂蚁共同工作的结果。
It's because they are a people. They are a united community.
它是一个整体，它是一个团结的整体。
Right. So even though an individual working ant feels like maybe, what am I doing every day? I'm just moving the sand every day, moving sand, right?
可能作为一个个体，一个小蚂蚁，他会觉得我每天在做什么？每天只是搬这些沙子。
But just collectively, because everyone is so diligent and doing their role, they make the impact for the whole colony.
可是作为整体的话，他们就一起这样工作，可以最后完成这项工作。
I also have read about fire ants.
我还做到一些火蚁。
火蚁 ，Yeah. Because fire ants originate from Brazil.
火蚁是一开始是从巴西来的。
And because in Brazil, it's a rainforest, so easily, soil floods.
在巴西因为是热带雨林，所以经常会下雨。
And what I saw is whenever their colony is flooded.
每次他们蚂蚁的族群，他们被大水冲。
The fire ants then all gather together and hold onto one another.
这些火蚁他们就聚集在一起，彼此抓住。
And when they hold one another, it becomes like a raft. They can float on the water. Yeah. Right. And together, holding one another, they survive.
Yeah.
Right. So this word here that we want to emphasize is people. Right? Together, we are the people of God. Yeah.
在这里我想强调这里就是类我们作为同样属神的。
Individually, we are not strong either.
可能作为一个个体我们并没有很强壮。
Yeah. But together, we all do our part and we have the abidance of the Spirit of God, then we can make a great impact for God's kingdom and also for our communities.
在一起的话我们有神的帮助我们可以为神的国来 做出一份力量。
So let us not look down on one another.
我们不要彼此看轻。
Right, and let's not, despise or, feel that any part of the body of Christ is not valuable. Right?
不要妄自菲薄，要知道都作为神的肢体，我们都是非常重要的。
God has chosen us into His church for a reason.
神把我们拣选到他的教会是有原因的。
We all have different roles to play.
我们都有不同的职责。
As long as we all do our part and work together, then.And then all submit to the will of God, then we can glorify God's name.
只要我们彼此做自己该做的事情，就能够荣耀神。
Yeah. So, this afternoon, we spent some time to think about ants.
今天下午我们通过蚂蚁来学习。
Yeah, truly, we can gain some nuggets of wisdom from them.
我们可以从这其中学到很多的智慧。
Let us be self-motivated like ants.Because of the love of Christ.
我们可以像蚂蚁一样来激励自己是因为耶稣的爱。
Let us be like ants to provide for ourselves in the summertime.
我们像蚂蚁一样在夏天的时候能够聚敛食物。
To take opportunity to listen to the words of God, take opportunity to preach the gospel.
我们能够抓住机会聆听神的话宣扬神的话。
Right, and finally, let us learn thatSmall things like ants can make a great impact when you work together.
最后我们知道作为一个整体即使很小的很小的整体我们也可以做到很大的影响。
Yeah, may God continue to guide the Bowen Park Church and also our church here in America.
求神继续带领我们伯恩教会以及美国所有的教会。
Let's now sing hymn.
我们一起唱诗。
Number 315.
350首。315首 sorry.
315.
315首。
Immortal, invisible, God only wise, enlightened, accessible, hid from our eyes. Most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, nor wanting, nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. To all life thou givest, to both great and small, in all life thou livest, the life of all. We blossom and flourish as leaves on the tree, and wither and perish, but not change thee. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. All praise we would render, O help us to see, 'tis only the splendor of light hideth thee. Thank God. Please have a seat.
感谢主，请坐。
So at this time, we'd like to conclude our Sabbath services with a prayer.
我们现在用祷告来结束我们今天的
聚会。I hope in our prayer we can ask God to fill us with His love.
我们求神在祷告当中用他的爱来充满我们。
So that His love burns as a fire, to motivate us to serve Him in all seasons.
他的爱像火一般，可以激励我们在随时随地为神做工。
That we can.Take opportunity and also work together to serve Him.
我们抓住机会一起来为神做工。
Let's also pray for the summer events that have been ongoing, in the Southern California area.
我们继续为南加州各项的圣工活动祷告。
We ask that God's will be done, that all those who attend can be edified and, grow in their spirit.
愿神的旨意成全，每个参加的人都可以得到造就。
Let's now kneel down and pray.
我们一起跪下祷告。